Welcome, everyone. This is Fit as a Fiddle Plus, and we talk all about everything health and wellness. And today I have Sherry Brown. But first, before I launch into talking with Sherry, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we do. Rita Brewer is my co-host, my co-mod, and she is out of town today. So I'm winging it all by myself along with Sherry. And so while I'm thinking of it, Sherry, I'm going to actually make you my co-host. And the reason that I do that, you would go ahead and accept that, is because if I get bumped off the call, Sherry can actually let me back in. Ask me how I know that. I got bumped off one time and I had not made anyone a co-host and nobody knew how to get me back into the call. But they did very well without me, by the way. So anyway, today it is just me and Sherry. I do have an international academy. And in my international academy, I have five lanes. And of all the five lanes, one of the most important lanes is the health and wellness lane, because I am a firm believer that health comes before wealth. And I don't know about you, but I heard this once and it really resonated with me. And it said, we all have hundreds of problems until we have a health problem, and then we only have one. And that's getting our health back. And so, don't have that problem. Work on your health now. Work on your health before it becomes a problem. Make sure that you're healthy to enjoy all of those endeavors. And one of the things that I like to teach my students in the academy, when we go through the health and wellness program, is a lot of times there's, and I was guilty. I was so guilty. You spend so much time trying to generate income for your family. And you know, you're working long hours and you're, if you were like me, I was working two jobs. I was driving, for those of you in Central Ohio, I was driving from Lancaster to Columbus and then back again. I was on the road, you know, 45 minutes to an hour each way to work and in rush hour traffic. And in some of these bigger cities, it's even worse. And you just feel like you're just so swallowed up by that work environment. And I like to tell my students, think of yourself like you are the money machine. If you could go down into your basement and there was a machine down there spitting out money every day, and that's what your family was living on, that's what you were used for groceries, vacations, utility bills, your car payment, you're making everything work because that money machine keeps spitting out that money every week. You are that money machine. Now, if you knew that you had a money machine in the basement, how well would you maintain that machine? You would not want it to quit because you would be in trouble if that machine ever broke down and your money would come to a screeching halt. Well, guess what happens if you don't take care of your health when you are the money machine and when something happens and now you're in the hospital and everything comes to a screeching halt? Not only that, but now your expenses are even more because there's a lot of things that are not covered by your insurance, and more each year is not
Yes.
covered by your insurance because cost of everything is so stinking high that a lot of the insurance companies are now adding more and more and more items that are just not covered items. And a lot of your well care is covered, but a lot of it is not. And so you have to take responsibility for your health. No one but you, not your husband, not your wife, not your significant other, you are responsible for your health. And that's what we want to talk to Sherry about today. She has had this in her wheelhouse for some time. She presents with heart, vision, and integrity. Her training includes both high-level strategies and day-to-day tactics that apply to any organization. Her incredible passion, spirit, and energy make each individual better. Along with her ability to communicate, Sherry encourages listening to make everyone feel capable and confident in who they were created to be and inspires others to embrace all that life has to offer. She's a speaker. Her unique insights on success, prosperity, leadership, and other business-related topics has fulfilled her lifelong dream, teaching and training others. She believes that the best is yet to come, and we all deserve to rise and soar, achieving all your goals and visions and dreams. Now, she is an independent health coach, and her experience with clients on healthy eating, exercise, lifestyle, self-esteem, health education, and environmental issues is invaluable, showing how they each affect longevity and healthy living. Sherry, welcome. Wow, this is incredible. I've been looking so forward to talking with you. Tell me what inspired you to become a health coach, and how has your personal journey shaped your approach to wellness?
Well, first and foremost, Kathy, thank you so very much for allowing me to share. I am very, very passionate about helping others feel better because I love your opening statement. If you have a money-making machine in the basement, you're going to do everything you can to keep it oiled and to keep it taken care of. But we have somewhat lost that perspective in our society about our bodies. About getting the proper amount of rest, eating the proper amount of foods, because it's just at our fingertips. Food is just at our fingertips, and our bodies weren't created to just be fed all of the time. So my journey started when I really just had a passion to help people feel better. Because there's an old saying, if you have all the money in the world, but you don't have your health, you're poor. And
Yes,
if you have
absolutely.
all of your health in the world and you have no finances to support that, you're poor. So
Absolutely.
there's wisdom in both sides of that coin.
And it takes both. You have to
It
have
takes
some money.
both.
Yeah, you have to have some cash
Yeah.
flow to have to eat better and do all the right stuff, and
Yes.
you have to be eating all the right stuff to have more
Yes,
cash flow. So it's quite the balancing act.
it
Now,
is.
how has your personal journey shaped your approach to this? I mean, did you find yourself in trouble health-wise at some point that made you say, I really need to narrow in on this and get really clear about what I need to do?
No, not necessarily, because I've always been very much on the healthier side of things. My mother was a registered nurse,
Okay.
and so that's originally what my degree was in college, and then I quickly changed it to business.
Okay.
But it really has become more of a passion because if you look at our society, and even if you look at the statistics in our society, 70 to 75% of our society, here's a statistic for you, is classified as obese. Not heavy, not large for their age group, obese. And like you said earlier, it is such a taxing weight on our medical community, and it is such a taxing weight on our healthcare programs. And it truly can be rectified with just a couple of simple steps. And that's when I really decided to start to hone in on this. This is not difficult. This is not complicated. It's just knowing, okay, I've got somebody in my corner that is going to be there to support me and help me hone in on to this.
And you know what? It's so tough because every corner has fast food, which is so bad for our health. But
Yeah.
it's cheaper, it's
Yes.
easier, it's faster, it's all those things. And every time, you know, at mealtime, there's a line clear around the building
There is.
of folks that eat all their meals that way. Not one or two a week, but
No.
all of their meals that way.
And
So
Kathy, can I just say something in reference to that? I tell my clients all the time, I say, stop being like your food, fast, easy, and cheap.
good point. I like that. I like that. Now, I understand though what happens is that many people struggle with the consistency in their health goals. What is your best advice to keep them on track? Because I tell myself when I'm sitting at home and I've shopped for the right food and I've already decided this is what I'm going to have for dinner, but then we get busy. And
Yes.
there's all of those fast food. How do you keep your clients on track with their consistency?
I have three simple tips that are
Okay.
free that I give to everybody. Three simple, simple, simple tips.
Okay.
Bare bones minimum, 8 ounces, 8 glasses of water. And that's bare bones, just basic. 64 ounces of water. It doesn't matter what you weigh. And like I said, this is basic, okay? Because we don't understand that a majority of our body is made up of a fluid, of a water, and that helps you feel full. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, it doesn't matter what you do, how you decide, figure it out. If you get a little watch, I have a watch, 10,000 steps a day.
How many?
10,000.
Okay.
10,000, again, this is all about simple, 10,000 steps. And even if you work in a sedentary type position, like if you have a day job, an office job, if you absolutely possibly can, get up every 20 minutes. Not only do you need that to adjust on your eyesight, you cannot, you shouldn't be staring at a screen, but just get up, walk around. That's the second tip. And the third tip, I call it a 5-minute rule. If you can bring something home from the produce department, carrots, celery, peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, I call it a 5-minute rule. And if you can clean it, dice it up in a 5-minute time period, create, some people call them a relish tray, just create it and make it look really pretty and let it sit out on the countertop. Cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, let it sit out on the countertop or pack it for your lunch and just reach for that because you've got fiber in all of those things that I just shared with you. And the fiber helps you feel full. So water, exercise, and the 5-minute veggie clean rule.
I like that. I like that. Making it available. Because how many times
Yes.
I'll call it, we get the munchies and there's
Yes.
the bag of chips is sitting right there. And then all of a sudden, we've eaten half the bag because we're
Yes.
mindlessly eating. And
Yes.
so I do like to just if I am going to eat some snacks, I do like to take them out of the bag, put it in a bowl, kind of pre-measure how much I'm going to have, and put the bag away.
Put the bag
So,
away. And
so that
also
I'm
with
not
that,
just eating out of
Kathy,
the bag.
no. And you could even take that a step further. You can, pull out salsa, peco sauce, you could pull out guacamole, you could pull out hummus. You were talking earlier about you go to the store, you buy all the things, you were talking about just the convenience. They now have hummus in little individual packets. It's loaded with fiber. It's loaded with protein. The same thing with guacamole. The same thing with like a salsa. Just think a little bit further outside of the box. And all that I mentioned, the vegetables and things like that. And people may say, well, I don't like vegetables. Well, trust me, there's a way to get around it. Or people say, I don't like the taste of water. Trust me, there's a way to get around it. Well, I don't like to exercise. Well, then you better be ready to be doing co-pays and having pain in your joints at the age of 50.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer of walking a 5K every day. Now, for me, and again, it has to do with, how big of a stride you take and how many steps that's going to be. And for me, that comes out to about 7,000 steps.
Oh,
So
that's wonderful. Yeah.
it's not quite 10, but I do get my 7,000 in every single day. And oftentimes I do more than that. And I do more than even the 10. Mark and I, about 10 weeks ago, we hiked across London and Paris. We backpacked across London and Paris, and we did 70 miles on that trip
Wow.
of walking. And now I know that sounds impressive to some of you that are listening, but we were there 14 days, so it comes out to about 5 miles a day. So
Still, that's
it's
pretty
not huge.
impressive.
But Mark is in his late 70s. I am almost 70, and we ended up walking 70 miles. And so we try to do that every time we travel. We do a lot of walking instead of we don't even rent a car when we go international because transportation is so easy in most other countries.
Oh,
But
yeah.
United States is so big that they don't have the transportation like example, if you're in Europe, you've got the high speed train that connects everything. And
Absolutely.
so we do a lot of walking. Now, we talked earlier about, the mindset, you to try to keep people on track and they've made up their mind that, oh, I'm going to eat better and I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do all that. How do our words and mindset impact our physical health and our overall well-being? Talk a little bit about mindset.
Oh my goodness, how much time do we have? People just don't realize the power of our words. The very first book I wrote, it was called Mind Your Mouth. And if you, I'm sure I can share the link with you, Kathy, and you can share it with
Absolutely.
your listeners. The first book I wrote is called Mind Your Mouth. And yes, it is faith-based, but if we truly understood the power of our words, and if you are constantly going to say, I'm never going to lose this last 15 pounds. I'm never going to lose this last 15 pounds. Well, guess what? You believe your words more than somebody else, than you believe someone else speaking life over yourself. Because it's reported that we have anywhere between 20 and upward gusts of 35,000 thoughts that run through our minds on a daily basis. And we're talking as simple as, what do I do when I brush my teeth? Do I put my eyeshadow on first? Do I put my mascara on? Do I go make myself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? You know, do I sit down and do my Bible study now? Do I switch over the change of laundry? Do I unload the dishwasher? Okay, what do I need to eat for breakfast? Do I need to make a shake? What do I put in my shake? I mean, just endless, unconscious, habitual decisions, but it's that tiny voice that when you really start to get good about identifying, well, I'm stressed out, so I'm going to go eat a half a pint of ice cream. Okay, stop right there. Let's go back to the root. Why are you stressed out? Okay, is it a job? Is it a person? Is it a situation? Is it the environment? And just reevaluate. If you were to say that thought, and this is the test I give everyone, if you were to say that thought to your best friend, would they still be your best friend? Because we think it's okay to browbeat ourselves, to speak all these negative things. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe my waist looks like this. Oh my gosh, I look horrible in the swimming suit. And swimsuit is coming up. Oh my gosh, I'm just so depressed now. I mean, fill in the blank. But if you ask yourself, would my best friend still be my best friend if I spoke to that person? And 10 times out of 10, it would be like, no, or they would call me on the carpet. So you need to start to call yourself on the carpet and say, no, I'm not going to entertain that thought. You know what? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what? I have the ability. And like you just said earlier, Kathy, you know, the fast food is just everywhere, but we have so many resources at our fingertips. Just, you know, even if you don't have access to the internet, because if you did, there's probably hundreds of thousands of videos on any kind of exercise you want. Do you want CrossFit? Do you want kickboxing? Do you want weighted hula hoops? Do you want yoga? Do you want, I mean, so probably hundreds of thousands of free videos. You don't have to
I mean,
join a gym.
just a walking YouTube video. You can stand up
Yes.
right at your desk, flip on a YouTube walking video, walk for 20 minutes. You've walked a mile.
Yes. Yes. I have a walking pad that I use at my house. Get a stationary bicycle. My husband bought me a stationary bicycle several years ago for my birthday, and it's amazing. I just put in the search bar in YouTube bicycling and scenic views. When I put those on, Kathy, I am bicycling through the Swiss Alps. I am bicycling in Hawaii. I mean, just hundreds that you can pick and choose from and have it playing on your TV as you're just on your stationary bicycle.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I remember one time, Sherry, and you're going to laugh at this. My mother was in her 90s, and I was telling her, "Oh, I'm working so many hours. I wish I would have taken better care of myself." And she said, "Honey," now she was in her 90s. She said, "Go over and stand in front of that mirror." I said, "What?" And she goes, "Go stand in front of that mirror." I said, "What mirror?" She goes, "That full length mirror over there. Go stand in front of it." So I went over and I said, "Okay, now what?" And she said, "Take a good look." And I said, "Okay." And she goes, "Honey, that's as good as it's going to get." She said, "So stop beating yourself up." She said, "How many times did you think you looked terrible in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s? And then when you run across those pictures later in life, you're like, I looked pretty good. Why was I so down on myself?"
Yes,
And
that's so good.
she said, "This is as good as it's going to get." She said, "You better start embracing it."
Oh, that's so good.
And I was like, wow. and it did change my mindset. It did,
Yes.
it did kind of give me a wake-up call that I
Yeah.
need to start appreciating some of the things that I have and not just wishing it away.
Yes.
You know, oh, I wish I were skinnier. I wish I were taller. I wish, like, I'm going to get taller. Oh, I wish I were this. I wish my skin tone was different. I wish my hair color were different. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And she said, honey, that's as good as it's going to get, sweetheart.
That's good. That is so good.
So, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have about healthy eating and lifestyle changes? What is it that keeps them from doing it?
The simple fact that if you have a life event that's coming up, fill in the blank, whether you want to go on a really special vacation with your spouse, if you a child is getting married, an anniversary, and just some type of a pinnacle event, and you want to lose 25 pounds in 2 weeks.
Ah,
It's a misconception because you didn't gain the 25 pounds in
in
2 weeks.
two
It's the same with the New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions are not bad, but people just shoot for the moon and they don't realize it's enjoying the progress. It's enjoying every single step. And the key is consistency. You drink the water when you don't want to drink the water. You walk the 7,000 steps. You
Or
park
10,000.
farther away in a parking lot. It's the consistency. There's an old, Ace, I think it's called Aesop Fables. I think, Aesop Fables, where it says the longest journey begins with one step. And it's celebrating that journey. And then the other antidote that I would add to that is having an accountability partner, somebody that's going to hold your feet to the fire, whether it be somebody you're going to go walk in the park with, somebody, go join a gym and sign up for exercise classes together. And it's like, oh my gosh, I know that Kathy signed up for that class and I don't want to go, but I don't want to disappoint her or let her down. You'll go to the exercise class because you don't want to disappoint your friend.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
And I did that back in the day. Oh gosh, I was in my 20s when I had my daughter, and a gal a couple of doors down and across the street from me had a baby. Oh, I think within 4 weeks of me having Jen, and the two of us decided to pair up, and there were many mornings that I was like, "Oh, I don't feel like going, but she's going to be knocking on my door any minute. I better get myself dressed." And
Yes.
I did, and I'm sure she felt the same way, but because both of us were in it together, we ended up walking every single morning, pushing our little babies in our baby
Yeah.
carriages around the park, and it was wonderful looking back. I'm so glad I did that
Yes.
because, and again, it was the consistency that made the difference. We've talked all about, the self-doubt and the negative self-talk. How do you help your clients overcome the self-doubt? I understand the negative talk is it again for every time they, and I've got a little hack I'm going to share with you that might work for your clients as well with the negative talk, is that anytime one of my clients says, "Oh, I can't," or "It's too hard," or I always say add, because sometimes that comes out before you realize it, just add on the end of that, "until now." "Oh, I can't
Exactly.
do that until now." "Oh, that's so hard until now." Or, "Oh, I can't figure that out until now." And if
Yes.
you just add that on the end, it just turns that whole negative talk around to now it's positive, because I couldn't do that until now. Now I can.
Yes.
But how do you, oh, how do you help them overcome their self-doubt?
You need to take an opportunity, and like I shared earlier, to enjoy the journey, but to celebrate the process of the journey. So when someone feels like they have a hiccup, meaning, oh my gosh, I ate seven Oreo cookies, and it's like, okay, but then I chased it down with 32 ounces of water. No, I'm not crazy that they ate the seven Oreo cookies, but they chased it down with this bit with the water, and it's kind of like what you said until now, and it's like, you know what, tomorrow is a new day. And then when you did make positive choices, pause in that and say, you know what, instead of getting the 1100 calorie frappuccino through Starbucks, I got myself a medicine ball mint tea, which is what this is in my cup. Okay, because I figured out how to make it at home on my own. So,
Okay.
yeah, you celebrate. You know what? I made the right decision for that meal. And you can even do it when you go out to eat. We all love Longhorns, they bring you bread. We all love Texas Roadhouse, they bring you bread. We all love
And it's
Panera
so
Bread.
good.
Panera Bread, they give you the bread, you know, but there is where you can say, you know, to the waiter or Olive Garden, that's another one. You know, it's like, hey, don't bring any bread to the table. You head it off before it comes. Texas Roadhouse, instead of the rolls, and of course they entice you because the window is right here on the bakery
Right,
and the
yep.
steam. You know, hey, can you bring me a package of the peanuts? And then the same thing with Panera Bread. It's just staying a step ahead. One of the choices, instead of the bread, hey, can I have that diced up apple?
Yep.
Just in telling yourself before you get there, if you know you're going to go out to eat, look up the menu before you get there. You know, kind of try to be proactive about it and then even celebrate that even before you get to the restaurant. You know what? I'm going to go to Olive Garden tonight and I'm going to have a great opportunity hanging out with my friends, having fellowship with my friends, but I'm going to order the soup and salad. I'm not going to order the tour of Italy. And when you have that self-talk, and when you say, I'm not going to disappoint myself, I'm going to be true to myself, I'm going to be faithful to myself, I am going to just set that before I get there. And then you celebrate that. You celebrate that before you get there. Or if you had, you know, oatmeal for breakfast or a nice shake or maybe an omelet. You know, I'm clean eating, healthy. Celebrate that. You know, I made a really good healthy choice today. And it's like it compounds.
Yes. I love that. Now, Mark and I, we have a little truce that, he loves a lot of the same foods that I love, which of course got me in trouble a whole lot faster than him. And so sometimes he'll order something and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that looks so good. I wish I could have that. So we've made a truce where I'm allowed to have 4 bites
Oh.
of whatever he orders. If I want it, I don't have
Oh,
to. I don't want
wow.
it,
That's really cool.
but if it's something that is really not on my diet, but yet I love it, like I love pasta. If he'll order something with pasta, I get 4 bites. If he orders a dessert at the end of the meal, I get 4 bites. That's it. 4 bites.
I like that. I like that
And that
system.
way I get the taste and I feel like
Yes.
I was a part of that whole thing. But yet, now mind you, early on I made him really big 4 bites. I've learned to not take such a big bite. I'm like, oh, I only get four. I'm taking 4 big bites. But I've learned to kind of back off on that. But anyhow, that seems to work for us. And that way, I'm not overloading my system with a lot of sugar, but yet I still will have, a couple of bites here and there of whatever everybody else is eating. And it works really well for me. And
That
it
is great.
keeps me
Yes.
from craving those things, but yet I'm not like eating a whole big plate of pasta or a whole
That's
big
great.
chocolate cake. Yeah. So that works for me. And I'm finding that the more I do that, the more willpower I actually have. And I think you have to kind of practice that muscle, so to speak, of
Yes.
willpower. And it does get better with time.
It
Now,
does.
do you have some simple, practical habits that you help your clients to improve their energy and their overall health? Is there just other than the walking, is there some other things, and the water, of course, is there some other things they can do to put into practice? And again, it's a practice, I get that.
It's a habit. It is. And it's breaking the bad habits, like what we were just talking about with the bread in all of those restaurants. That is an endorphin boost. If you can possibly get in the sunshine, I mean, I don't know where your listeners are from, but we live in Ohio. And if you could just get a shot of that vitamin D, just soak up the sun for lack of a better word. And that will also boost your energy. I shared earlier about if you are on a stationary bike or something like that, there's something that has to do with the ocean. There
Okay.
is just something about seeing the ocean, seeing that just turquoise, aqua, gorgeous blue water. That's another thing that's going to boost your energy, that's going to boost your spirit. Like I said, just go on to YouTube. And a lot of times I will have that playing in the background with this just gorgeous scenic music.
Okay.
It just beautiful. And that just boosts your energy. That gives you, okay, this is a good thing. And then also, again, have tiny little wins. And before you even start your day, and before you even get out of your day, out of your bed, just say, you know what, something good is going to happen to me today. I am going to make good choices today. And just start to talk to yourself. I'm going to make good choices in my health and wellness. I'm going to make good choices in my finances. I'm going to make good choices in the words that I speak to some of my coworkers. And just again, do your best to lay that foundation. Yes, we all have things kind of thrown at us through the course of the day. But if you can start your day and say something good is going to happen to me today.
I do that every day because, as you know, I invest in real estate and I always have some deals going and I've got clients coming and going and tenants coming and going. And I always tell myself, today is going to be a good day
Yes.
and choices are going to be made that are going to raise all the ships. The rising tide raises all the ships. And I
Yes.
tell myself that every day. I'm going to make the best decisions that I can make, trusting that it will raise the tide.
Yes. Very much so.
I tell myself that every day.
Yeah,
And I
that's very
have,
good.
and when I started doing that, all of a sudden I started having clients and tenants coming back to me saying, this has been the best experience that I have ever had. And I didn't have folks saying that before, and I have them saying that now because I tell myself that I'm going to make the very best choices I can make, and it's going to raise all the tides.
Yes.
So I love that. Now, let's talk about stress. We all get stressed. Ugh, how does stress affect our health? And what strategies do you recommend to your clients to manage that effectively?
Again, how much time do you have on this? Because, I am a faith-based person, like I shared the book that I wrote. When God calls us to cast our care on Him because He cares for us, and that word care is used in two different, it's the exact same word, but it's used in two different ways in that verse. Because when He says, cast your care, like you said earlier, you can't make yourself taller, but we worry about these things. And, I'm going to make a merciless plug here. And it's so cool that you're asking me this because I do a virtual Bible study every Monday night. And this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, I know that my mortgage needs to be paid. You are into real estate. You have more than one mortgage. Some people are like, I need to pay my rent, groceries, food on our, food on the table, clothes on our back, things like that. And if we truly understood what stress does to our body, because we have higher diabetes in our society right now. We have higher blood pressure, higher heart issue, greater situations of cancer that people are finding in their bodies because, number one, we are in that fast food mindset. We're just going to grab a burger, we're going to grab a slice of greasy pizza and just keep sliding on through. Whereas we were not equipped, God did not make us to carry this. And in our society, you are a bad fill in the blank. If you don't have anxiety, depression, worry, you're a bad mom, you're a bad landlord, you are a bad business owner. Okay. And that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, cast your care on me because I care for you. Because I made you and I created you and I care for you so much that I have the system and I have the way, because we are called to have divine health, wholeness, and healing. And so to do that, devices, we all have devices, right? We all have the devices. And a good rule of thumb, if absolutely possible, because I know we can't, because a lot of times our alarms are on our phones. If absolutely possible, and I'm going to bookend your day, if you can start your day not checking your emails, not checking your social media accounts, if you could start your day with maybe a book of reflection, which again, I am doing a merciless plug. My second book I just released was a 90-day motivational moment prayer journal, and it has pages that you can write in it. Whether you start your day with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, or I know people who start their day with just a warm cup of water. If you could go into the day with something inspiring, motivating, something encouraging. Because the day is going to hit you soon enough. The notification for the email is going to hit you soon enough. And then even if it's just 5 minutes, Kathy, it doesn't have to be an hour and a half. Even if it's just 5 minutes, and tie that into today is going to be a really good day. What is something positive I could read? Read poetry, read Psalms, read Proverbs. I mean, there's all kinds of apps, and I know about that. But there's all kinds of apps that you could read something inspiring and motivating. Go through your day, try to reflect on it as much as you can during the day. And then at the end of the day, same thing. Try to finish your day not looking at your screen a minimum of 30 minutes before you go to bed. Maybe you could work on a puzzle, because that operates in a different mindset. Do a puzzle book. Do an actual jigsaw puzzle. Read something that's calming. Read something that's soothing. Just get your eyes off of that blue screen.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Great stuff. That's so appropriate for today with as much technology as, I mean, those of us that are running businesses, especially virtual online, we spend so much time in front of the screen. And I can run my business on my phone, so I have a tendency to, always be
Oh,
checking it,
yes.
And so yeah, you get it. What role does community and accountability play in achieving long-term health goals? Again, we talked briefly about, having that workout buddy or whatever, but does community at large play a role?
Community at large does play a role, because look at how our society has just slowly morphed into not having family dinners anymore, not having that connection. Whereas in the European culture, people are still having dinner as families. And it's not just 20 minutes, it's not 10 minutes, it's a full conversational type. So that part of community is very important. And they say that, the your four best friends, the influence that you have with your four closest friends, they may not be your best friends, but your four closest acquaintances, if they are always negative, if you want to go on this healthier lifestyle journey, I'm not saying that you have to stop being friends with them, but you may need to spend a little less time with them. And as far as community goes, I mentioned earlier, there's all kinds of gyms where you could take an exercise class and start to find a connection and meet new people. And
That are more like-minded.
yes, that are so much more like-minded. And it's just a slow transition. It's like, from the moth to the butterfly, and you don't realize that you morph into that. Because this is another important thing that people don't understand. God created us the way that He created us, for our our bloodstream, our cells, the skin cell turnover rate, for everything to rejuvenate itself. Okay. But if we are not putting the right fuel in our body, I a lot of times use the analogy that our bodies are a diesel engine, because when a diesel runs, it just purrs. Okay. If you've ever heard a diesel engine, it just purrs. But if we're constantly putting the wrong type of fuel in our body, it's going to get gunked up, it's going to get clogged up. And the same thing with rest. Our bodies were intended to have 6 to 8 hours of rest. And I hear people brag all the time, you know, I'm good on 4 hours and I'm good on 5 hours. Now, you brand new mamas with newborns, this does not include you, okay? This is just a season. You brand new mamas with newborns, this does not include you.
I have some girlfriends, and I agree. I have some girlfriends, and they wear that almost like a badge. Like, I am so busy. I am so much busier than you. I don't have time to buy better food or eat healthier or cook at home. I just don't have time because I have more important things to do. Well, again, you have a million problems until your health goes bad, and then you only have one.
And I really like that, Kathy. And you know, you kind of tapped into something with that. And I have to confess, I was one of those people, because I have been quoted to say, I'll put my calendar up against anybody's. I will. I'll put my calendar. And I finally had to say, I kind of got called on the carpet and saying, ooh, that's not a badge of honor. Like, you know, being multitasked and things like that. And I'm like, you know, that's not a good thing. And you kind of touched on something there when people say, well, I don't have time to cook healthy, or I don't have time to, and it's just so much more expensive. And I was like, no, it's not. That is such a misnomer. And I use this analogy all the time. But if I send you to the grocery store and you buy a bag of apples, okay, normal, all right, you're going to spend maybe what, $3.99, $4.99 for a bag of apples that may have what, 6 or 8 apples in it. You're going to pay about the exact same amount for a family size bag, name it, Fritos, Doritos, Lay's potato chips, barbecue chips, whatever. Okay, you're paying about the same, right? We're both on the same economical page right now. I promise you, that bag of chips will be gone and out of your house within 48 hours. But with that bag of apples, I'm going to tell you how to cut that up and eat that with maybe hummus, or eat that with peanut butter. I'm going to show you how to dice that up and you can put in your oatmeal. I'm going to show you how you can dice that up and cook it in the microwave and make a little tasty, like applesauce with a little bit of honey and a little bit of sugar, you know. I'm going to show you how you can use that same $3.99. It's healthier and your body is going to feel fuller. But
We love going to Florida, and one of the places we really enjoy is going up to the sponge docks at Tarpon Springs, and it's all Greek. And so our favorite thing to do is to go to our favorite Greek restaurant there and get a Greek salad, and it's all fresh and it's so good. But at the end of the meal, it's a freebie. You know how the restaurants here bring you all that bread? Well, there they bring out an apple that's been sliced, and they sprinkle cinnamon on it. And that's your dessert. It is so good.
like a cinnamon sugar, or just cinnamon?
Just cinnamon on an apple, because the apple itself is kind of
Oh,
sweet, and
yeah.
it's just lightly dusted with cinnamon.
That sounds phenomenal.
And that's the dessert, and it comes complimentary at this one re restaurant. So we started doing it at home, and it's so easy. And it's beautiful. You can just slice up that apple and put it out on a little salad plate. It's pretty
Yeah.
and it's healthy and it tastes good. It's all the above.
Yes.
All right, Sherry, I know you're busy. How do you balance health and wellness while running a business and managing your busy schedule?
You, like I said earlier, you have to stay ahead of it. If and I have this running joke with my husband, if I can stay a step ahead of his stomach, we will eat healthier. So if I can stay a step ahead of that, like if I can say, okay, what Are we doing what can go into the crock pot that is a healthy option? What can I pull out of the refrigerator as, you know, a freezer as a healthy option? If you can just meal plan, meal prep, and there's again so many resources that you could research if you go to work on a daily basis, spend either Saturday or Sunday and put meals out, especially if you want to be cognizant of it. And you know, even if you're like, I still don't have time, I still don't have time, there are amazing, and I've used them, there are amazing food delivery programs, and they are worth it. They are absolutely worth
Okay.
it. You can
I've looked at
custom,
some of those. Yeah.
and we have used them, and they are very good. You can, they give you all the recipes. You can pick and choose what you want. They give you all of the ingredients. It's a very good program. If somebody is like, I just don't have time, then just research it. Just research the food delivery programs, and they are worth it because, like you said, if you're running a business, if people rely upon you, if people depend upon you, if your health goes, now you just have one problem.
Yeah. I'm guilty of getting into a rut. And once I get four or five options that are easy to do in the crock pot, whatever, I just seem to do the same thing week after week. And I start to get bored with the food sources, you know, with my food options. So the delivery would be a great option to keep that different and fresh and as in fresh ideas, you know, because
And you know,
it's.
here's another suggestion on that line, Kathy. So you have your three or four or five favorite go-tos. So does the person who works in the cubicle next to you. So does the person who might be working out in body pump next to you. You could come up with a creative idea and say, hey, would you be open in doing a recipe swap? Give me your top four. I'll give you my top four. And you could do that once a week. You could do that once a month. And that would break that habit. But that would also be like, oh, I wonder what Sherry has this week that she's going to share four new recipes with me. Or, you know, Kathy, you're like, oh, I wonder, oh, this could work. People have
Yeah,
cookie
there's
swaps.
and I think we again, it goes back to mindset. I think we just have to be aware that there are so many options out there and they're just for the picking. I mean, it's easy. I mean, you can go online and say, give me five menu ideas and boom, they're right there. And make the menu more healthy and boom, it's right there. I mean, we all have that at our fingertips these days. With technology the way it is today, we could actually do better than we ever have because we have all of the answers to our questions. We just have to be aware enough to ask.
And you know what, Kathy? There's even programs out there. I have an app on my phone where you can enter into the app. Okay, all I have is I have a couple chicken breasts. I have an onion. I have some mushrooms. I have maybe a tomato base. There's programs out there that you can punch in and say, what healthy recipe that can you come up with? It's astounding, like you said. What is available at our fingertips?
I love it. I love it. Now, if someone's feeling overwhelmed by where to start on this health journey, what's the first step you recommend? Where do they have to start? What boil it all down to step number one?
Well, it depends on what their goals are. It really does. Are you looking to maintain the weight that you have? Are you looking to lose weight? What's your current health condition? And I would always have each and every person, if you've not exercised for a really long time, please get a physical and consult your physician first. That would be the first, you know, if you are not into exercise, you just, I don't even know where to begin. Definitely start there because they can again offer you a nutritionalist, nutritional suggestions and ideas, things like that. And then the second step, I would tell you to find a buddy. Find a buddy. It
Okay.
doesn't have to be me, but find somebody. Again, it could be a sister, it could be an aunt, it could be your husband, it could be your spouse, it could be find a buddy and say, okay, look, I want you to do this with me. Let's walk around the park. Let's join the YMCA. Let's join Planet Fitness. Okay. Find a buddy, because then that degree of accountability, and say, okay, today is March the 17th, which is when we're doing this recording. Today is March the 17th. By July the 4th, this is my goal that I would like to have. And now you've already done, okay, look, I've done the physical part of it. I'm good to go. I got the thumbs up from my physician. And now my next step is, okay, I need help. And will you be my accountability partner? Even if you don't actually go to the gym with me or fix the meals with me, can I just send you a text at 9 o'clock at night? I drank my water and I did my steps. Just that simple.
And again, there's all kinds of apps that you
All
can be
kinds of
accountable
apps.
to, and there's all kinds of Facebook groups that you could
Goodness,
be
yes.
part of, and people are reporting back
Oh,
to the
yes.
group. So there's all kinds of ways that you can do that. Sherry, this has been amazing conversation. I love it. I hope we've inspired someone to just take that first step and just work on that money machine. Keep it oiled up. Keep it
Yes.
fueled with the correct fuel. Make sure you do your maintenance.
Yes.
Because again, if it breaks down, everything comes to a screeching halt. So take care
Everything.
of yourself first. Health comes before wealth, and just simply start. Sherry,
Yeah.
thank you. I appreciate you being on today. You put in the chat how folks can get in touch with you at your Gmail address. Do you have a website?
I do. It's very simple in here. I can put it in the chat to make it super easy. It is sherry1brown.com.
Ah, very good. That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I will post all of that in with the recording. So for those that are listening to the recording later, you'll see how to connect with Sherry. I'll put in there how to connect with me and my academy as well. And together, we want to help you be
Yes.
better and more healthy than you've ever been. So thank you for listening. Sherry, thank you for being on, and we will talk to you next time.
Kathy, thank you so much for the invite.
All right, see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.